Oscoda residents packed the Robert J. Parks Library to hear what Air Force officials had to say about ongoing cleanup efforts of PFAS coming from the former base. PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl substances, are a family of chemicals found at sites across the state and have been linked to health problems, including cancer. The meeting began with the Air Force and State Department offering updates on remediation efforts. The most recent work includes drinking water monitoring at 19 private wells. Then, Kathy Woosterbarth, a member of the Need Our Water community group, told Air Force members that continued delays were unconscionable.
The only answers we've gotten from the Air Force is that further investigations need to be done. But we already have the information we need. Our community is being poisoned by these contaminants. The time for action is now.
Arnie LaRich, representing the community, said the state and Air Force have not adequately communicated with the board about ongoing remediation efforts. And, he said, the Air Force has not sought federal funds to do the cleanup that the community needs.
One thing we found out is the Air Force was not asking for the extra congressional money that was made available by Congress in the last defense 2 years. That's not right. They should at least tell us.
Specifically, residents say they want to see the cleanup of environmental contamination beyond the few drinking water wells the Air Force has worked to remediate. And Aaron Weed, Oscoda Township Supervisor, says he wants the Air Force to look at more than just drinking water.
I have, according to the federal standards, 2 wells that are hot. But according to medical standards, I have 400 wells that are hot. So I need the Eagle and the Air Force to actually treat this as a holistic thing rather than piecemealing this.
Part of the residents' frustration built up around the EPA's complicated multi-step cleanup process. But Air Force officials say it has to be followed. Jeff Moss is with the Ausable Township. He said that process could take anywhere from 4 to 6 years.
People are sitting here because they are drinking this water, they're swimming in this water, and the state and the Air Force is here to hear what we have to say. And we're telling you that's too long.
After the meeting, Matt Mars with the Air Force said he understands residents' frustration, but the Air Force is moving as quickly as it can while following the process. On the accusation that the Air Force hasn't asked for the funds necessary for a full cleanup,
Funding issues, that's beyond my pay grade on that, but we have been getting a lot of funds here. So there has been a lot of money spent here, and there will be a lot spent in the future.
In particular, Mars pointed to 3 treatment plants that the Air Force has already funded and built in the region. He says the Air Force isn't going to leave residents behind.
So, you know, it's nice to have the number of people that come out and the interest. But yes, the Air Force has been here for close to 100 years and will still be here and still doing cleanup. It's not like we're leaving anytime soon.
We have information that's not being shared. We have answers that are not clear. We have timelines that don't exist.
Tony Spaniola, who owns property in Oscoda, said the responses from the Air Force weren't acceptable.
Something is seriously wrong here. And the credibility of both the Air Force and, to a lesser extent, the state it doesn't exist.
Steve Sliver is with Michigan's PFAS Action Response Team. He says the state's goal is to hold the Air Force accountable. Sliver says state officials are in the process of developing enforceable maximum contaminant levels that would be lower than the current 70 parts per trillion. He says that would allow the state to require some Air Force cleanup efforts.
If Michigan promulgates MCLs lower than the 70, you know, will the Air Force comply with them? And, you know, we've heard Department of Defense say yes when those are enforceable state drinking water standards, and we intend to hold them to that.
Aaron Weed, Oscoda Township Supervisor, says he's not sure the state will be able to hold up its end of the bargain.
I'm concerned about Eagle's ability to be able to hold the Air Force accountable for this and for them to get it done in a timely manner.
The next meeting between the Air Force and community members is expected in December. I'm Ben Thorpe.